Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, Google, what's the weather forecast for this week? Hey, Siri, please play some 60s music for me. Alexa, set my alarm for 7 a.m. The human voice has new power. Now we don't have to type in with our thumb or our one finger. We can talk to our devices and they will do what we ask. Or at least that's how they're supposed to work. It's sort of the thing that was science fiction just a few years ago, at a time when most of the information that went into a computer was on paper. Captain Kirk and others on the USS Enterprise talked to a computer. And now we can talk to the computer. We can dictate to our word processing program. We can surf the internet without touching our keyboard. God created the voice to have power. Now, Easter is about the power of the voice. So on the second Sunday of Easter, the risen Lord Jesus Christ comes to you and to me to speak his peace into our hearts, so that we may speak that peace to the world. After Mary and the other women told Jesus' disciples they had seen the Lord, the disciples didn't really believe them. By that evening of that day, the disciples are behind locked doors, like a little hutch of rabbits, afraid that the wolf might be looking for them. This, in fact, is the church at its absolute worst. Hunkered down, huddled together, letting fear rather than faith control their every thought and action. Then suddenly Jesus comes and stands among them. And John says the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And the voice of Jesus is heard. "Peace be with you," he says. And there is peace and there is joy. Now, Jesus' death on the cross was to reestablish the peace between God and man that had been shattered when we first sinned. Now, sin will always separate and provide conflict. If we sin, we live for ourselves and not for the other. If we sin, we cannot be in harmony. In sin, we could never be with God because his holiness cannot be in relationship with our unholiness. But by taking our sin to the cross, Christ removed the separation and reconciled us to God, bringing us back to peace with him. The whole scene repeats a week later, when Thomas at last is with the disciples. The doors are still locked, but Jesus comes again. He speaks the same word, "Peace be with you." Rather than scolding, Jesus encourages Thomas to touch and see the wounds. "Do not disbelieve," he says, "but believe." Even though 2,000 years have passed since that first Easter evening, the church still struggles. We struggle to get out from behind locked doors and into the world. While we might not fear suffering the same cruelty as Jesus suffered on the cross, the fear that kept the first disciples locked up, there is much to worry in the 21st century as there was in the first century. The disciples locked the doors because they were in fear of the Jews and even possibly soldiers looking for them to crucify them. When fear becomes our focus, we may lock out the Lord, who time and time again tells his church, do not be afraid. The securely locked doors, of course, are no problem for Jesus. If the grave could not keep him in the ground, their padlocks could not keep Jesus outside the room where they were gathered. And so he comes and he stands among them and among us and speaks his word, a word that brings the very thing it says, peace be with you. Those words have the exact same power as it came to those first disciples on that first Easter and to Thomas a week later. Those words are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In his word, Jesus comes among us today, and we experience the power of his voice. He doesn't just tell us about peace, but he actually speaks peace to you and to me. Jesus spoke his peace to you in the water of your baptisms, where you were joined to his death and resurrection, and you died to sin and rose to new life. The peace is spoken to you every time you return in repentance to God. And he says to you, through your pastor, I forgive you all your sins. That peace is spoken to you at his table. In, with, and under the bread and the wine, he comes through space and time to feed us his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and to lift from you your fears. There his voice speaks peace. This is for you, he says, for the forgiveness of sins. And we rise from the table at peace, ready to go into the world to share God's peace. And like those first disciples, we are sent to the world to be the voice of peace. Our voices, our human voices, become voices of power, not because they are louder or wiser or more entertaining than other voices, but because through our voice, he speaks himself. Long before there was a Google or Siri or Alexa, there was the risen Lord speaking to you and through people like you and me, so that we all who are locked behind doors of fear, sin, sickness, and death itself might hear his words. His words are, peace be with you. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.